Well, most people are looking for the easy way out. The wise person considers long term. So today on Bridges, we are talking about perseverance. I'm Monica Schmelter. I'm glad that you could join us for Bridges today. Today, we are talking about perseverance, an essential ingredient for the Christian believer's life. And my guest is a good friend of mine, Joan Everest. And Joan, it's always good to have you on Bridges.
Thank you. So good to be here.
You know, I'm so grateful for, you know, you and your husband and your local congregation at New Song and just all the work that you do in our community.
Thank you.
Prison, sheriff's department. Thank you. You know, perseverance. You know, it's probably not the most popular word, right?
Right. We don't wake up saying, I can't wait to persevere today.
We do not. We do not,
I just
right?
I can't wait.
I can't wait. Like, but there are some things that I can't wait for, but right. Not perseverance. And yet, it is an essential ingredient mm-hmm. for the believer's life. Yeah. So speak to that if you would.
Yes. Well, we need it. Mm-hmm. How do we get through our days without perseverance? Mm-hmm. We're all going through difficult times. It's yeah. all part of life. Yet God is with us through it all, mm-hmm. you know? And when I think about perseverance, okay, I obviously am not an athlete. However, the Lord really challenged me several years ago to do a 60-mile breast cancer walk. And so,
wow.
Yeah, this was a huge accomplishment in my life. And it took a lot of perseverance. And, you know, 20 miles a day, 3 days in a row.
Wow.
Sleeping in a tent at night.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you want to go do that with me sometime?
The Lord would have to challenge me, Joan.
Yeah. And, you know, and I remember the first day, getting through the first day, and it took months of training. The main thing is training your feet.
Yeah.
You know, and getting them tough and all. But so I got through the first day, 20 miles. The next day is exciting. Halfway through, it was hard. Mm-hmm. And by the third morning, I said to my friend, who is also my coach through this, I said, I don't think I can do this. I've done 40 miles. I do not think I can do another 20. And she said, well, Joan, can you do 1 mile today? Do you think you could do one? And I said, I think I could do one. Mm-hmm. She says, well, let's do one.
Okay.
So we got up and we did one. And I said, you know, I think I could do maybe two.
Okay.
Maybe two. So, okay, maybe two. And every mile was like that. Joan, you think you can do three? I think you can do three. Come on, let's do it. And by the time we were done, we completed 60 miles. But it wasn't taking it the whole thing. If I looked at it, the whole thing,
right.
It overwhelmed
right.
me. But taking it one little bite at a time, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
Winning one situation at a time.
Yes. Yes. And with our faith, right? Even when people say, well, I want to read the Bible X amount of time every day or pray X amount of time. And I think that that's good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes one little bit every day, right? Mm-hmm. Looking at what you've read. Okay, am I obeying what I read? Mm-hmm. What does this challenge me to do, right? So you can look at it as quantity, right? And that's good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes one verse can really challenge us mm-hmm. and be like, okay, yeah, I need to forgive that person. I need to let this go. Those are all examples of perseverance too, little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that if we don't take it a little bit of a time, mm-hmm. we will become overwhelmed and it will just become, you know, and that's when we start turning to things to try to escape it.
Right.
Or try to resist it. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it worse because we got to go through it. Got to finish it, right? I like to look at it as winning the day. Mm-hmm. Let's just win today. I just need enough grace, enough strength, Holy Spirit stamina for this day.
You know, I love that. And a dear friend of mine, Derek Faulkner, who's now with Jesus, lived in recovery for many, many years, and he headed up Renewed Life Ministries in Murfreesboro, which is like a Christian living facility for men struggling with addiction. And he said, you know, when he first made that commitment to get and stay clean, thinking about the rest of his life was like too long, right?
Yeah.
He just said, today, I have grace for today. Mm-hmm. Today, I will stay clean today. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I attended his funeral and I looked at the hundreds and hundreds of people that were there who loved him, who mm-hmm. he had impacted so, so many lives when there was a time in his life that he lived under a bridge, you know, just nothing, like just his wife had kicked him out. And as he said, well-deserved, you know, she just couldn't live like that anymore. And yet he impacted so many lives by persevering one day with Jesus at a time.
Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that God will give us what we need one day at a time, paraphrase. He says, don't worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow has needs and worries of its own. Today.
Today.
I will give you what you need today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where we have to go and get filled up to be able to get through every day.
Yes.
And sometimes it's moment by moment, right?
Right. Yes.
That's where the Lord lives in us and through us.
Yes.
Is it's not just only in our secret time, start in the secret time. We like to call it bookending your days.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bookending your days. You're starting in the Word and in the Spirit and in prayer, and then you're ending that way.
Amen.
I bet your night's sleeps will be a lot better.
Yes, yes, because he's faithful. And whatever we put in is what we live out. That's part of what, you know, renewing our mind is not a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing the way we think.
Yes.
Because we're taking the Word of God in and we're obeying and we're persevering in the midst of the uncertainties, the challenges, the knowns, the unknowns, the unexpecteds, right? The unwanteds.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one moment at a time, and sometimes maybe one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, working with the women at prison, they're so precious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have no idea what tomorrow holds for them. And, you know, legally and all the red tape that they have to go through and everything. And I always say to them, you know, God is not up in heaven going, oh my gosh, how am I going to get her out of DJRC, out of the prison? And now look what she did.
Uh-huh.
Look at the mess she got herself into.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do?
Right.
God has no problems, only answers,
Amen.
Solutions. Grace, strength, joy, peace.
Yes.
He has it.
Yes.
You know, be desperate for it, like we talked about.
Right.
Be desperate for it.
Yes. And I think to know the heart of God, like this morning in my devotion time, was that sentence that Jesus says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. To think about the heart of God, how merciful that He is.
Mm-hmm.
And because He loved us first, we love him and he desires mercy. And if we can live in that, it makes persevering, not that it makes it easy, but it gives us the ability to persevere under extreme hardship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think about the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, Jesus was trying, he met her right where she was at. He was trying to explain to her that if you drink from my well,
yes,
you'll never be thirsty again. But she didn't get it. He Mm-mm. had to say it several different ways. And she's thinking, yes, give me
Absolutely.
This magical water.
Yes.
Then I don't have to come to this well anymore.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
this well, you know, I'm just ridiculed mm-hmm. here by all mm-hmm. the other women mm-hmm. because she was the sinful woman.
Yeah.
And so she didn't want to have to keep going there. And so give me this magical water, but it wasn't magical water to put her out of her misery.
Yeah.
It was sustaining grace and food. You know, the greatest quench that we thirst for. Mm-hmm. Only he could quench that.
That's right.
What he offered was something so much more.
Yes.
And I think if we look at it that way, perseverance is about receiving the living mm-hmm. waters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Because if we get thirsty, like doing that walk.
Yes.
You know, I was very thirsty.
I'm sure.
I kind of didn't want to drink a lot because I didn't want to have to keep stopping to go to the restroom. And, you know, but what I really needed, I needed water for my body, but I really needed living water.
Yes.
To give me what I needed to persevere.
That's right.
20 miles
yes.
that day.
And we all need the living water desperately.
Yes.
And, you know, he's got good plans for us. I want to read just James yeah. 1:4 out of the NIV translation. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking anything. And that's what he desires for us, to be whole,
yes.
to be complete, mm-hmm. to be mature. We don't have these problems and trials because he delights in our hardships. Mm-hmm. He is wanting us to become who he wants us to be in the conformed to the image of his son, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what all these trials do.
Mm-hmm. They do. And to allow him to work that in us,
mm-hmm.
allow him
yes.
to, you know, to, 'cause that's part of how we get through the next trial,
right.
the next hard thing is letting him work that in us,
mm-hmm.
that place of, patience, patiently enduring,
mm-hmm.
And there's blessing, the Bible says, when we patiently endure,
yes.
when we continue on and persevere.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all, you know, we long for the blessings, right? It's just that sometimes the process of getting there, you know, those are not always the things that we long for.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I know.
And it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's with us every step of the way. We're at a point we need to take a break. Mm-hmm. I want you to stay with us today on Bridges. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the importance of perseverance and how it can help each one of us inside of our daily lives.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
If you are just joining us today on Bridges, we are talking about perseverance and how important it is to every one of our daily lives. And, you know, Joan, we were talking, you know, in the first segment about how we want the blessings, because the Bible promises blessings for all who persevere. But the process is hard. But I think we do have to embrace the process, don't we?
Yes. Yep, we do. I have a very special mentor in my life who just went home to be with the Lord a couple weeks ago. And she would say, until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change, you won't. And so do we want to just stay mediocre or do we want to get better and to grow and be able to really do all that God has called us to do? Don't we all long for that?
Yes.
And so we have to be willing to change and be willing to be stretched and pressed, you know? I mean, think about, you know, labor. And, you know, I was a doula for many years, and I had my babies naturally. And which now it's kind of like, why go natural when you can?
I know.
But whether you don't take any drugs or you do, you still need tremendous perseverance. And a lot of times new moms, they're not even aware of that, because they're thinking, just give me an epidural and I'm going to be fine. But your body is working hard.
Very hard.
And you have to allow it to work.
Yes.
And sometimes if with natural childbirth, you have to be relaxed so that your muscles will do what they need to do. And if you fight it, it takes longer.
Sure does.
And the labor is longer and harder. But if we let those things come and we let God do that work.
Yeah. You know, as I was thinking about some things the other day, it occurred to me, so many times I think we resist because we don't want the situation, and no one would blame us for not wanting whatever that is. And it's not like when we let God, when we surrender to God, we're not necessarily surrendering to the situation or to the circumstance. We're surrendering to Him.
Yes.
Trusting that That's whatever good. That is, He will walk us through it, around it, over it, under it, whatever needs to happen. We're surrendering to Christ. We're not just giving up like, oh, well, I just don't care about this loved one's salvation anymore. Oh, I just don't care about that I need a job anymore. We're surrendering to Him and allowing Him to be the Lord of our life.
That's so good. I love Ephesians 6:11 that says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
Yes.
Put on God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. And we should never forget that there is an enemy who is seeking to distract us, to destroy us, to get us off the path that God has us on. And the greatest perseverance is persevering in the Spirit.
That's right.
Against the enemy, allowing God to move us through those things.
Right. Because I think sometimes even the distraction comes in the form of, well, what can I do about this? Like, how can I take matters into my own hands? But many times, the only thing we can do is to persevere and trust God with it. Like, if we've done everything that is our responsibility, right, after having done all to stand, we stand.
Yes.
And, you know, you talked about this earlier, like when we get out of that secret place or the prayer closet, we continue to walk in the Spirit all day long. We stay persistent in our prayers. We stay cognizant. We stay sober and alert. Knowing that the enemy comes to rob, to kill and to destroy. Mm-hmm. So we have to recognize that we have an adversary. I don't think we need to give him glory, but he is there, mm-hmm. and he is working to divert and distract mm-hmm. God's people.
Right, right. And I think that a lot of the perseverance, that what God is working in us through perseverance and endurance is so that we can be victorious. Mm-hmm. We can win, but we have to be willing to grow and to change mm-hmm. and to follow him, mm-hmm. you know? But just remember that don't take it the whole big thing yeah. in, you know? Try yeah. to eat the whole cake at one setting. None of us feel good doing that, you know? But you take it one bite at a time,
that's right.
right?
That's right.
One moment at a time. Grace for the moment, grace for the hour, grace for the day.
Yes.
And then there will be grace when you need it tomorrow.
That's right.
And next week.
That's right. And when we persevere, when we continue on with grace for the moment and grace for the day, 6 months later, mm-hmm. we're stronger.
Yes.
Our roots are more firmly planted, right? Mm-hmm. So that we're not as easily tossed to and fro. We're growing a firmer foundation mm-hmm. as we persevere. So again, it's not without purpose. And I love what you said. It's one moment at a time. It's one day at a time. Looking at all of it, like looking mm-hmm. at our world right now and thinking, well, what is it going to be like next year?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Or if you
or
are struggling.
The next pandemic. How right. will we survive the next one?
And what's going to happen? What is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
What's going to happen with the next election? What is going to happen with this? It's too much. Mm-hmm. What if I lose my job? What? All the what ifs in life. And I love that. It's winning today.
Yes.
One day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
You know, and remembering in Matthew 24 that says, but the one who endures to the end mm-hmm. will be saved. The one who endures to the end. I love that. Because right before that, it's talking about many will turn away from
yes.
me, betray and hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be many false prophets
yes.
who appear. And we're seeing this today, people
yes.
falling away from the faith
mm-hmm.
because they're not rooted in the Word of
That's
God.
Right.
It's the Word of God mm-hmm. getting in us and applying it in our life every day that gives us maturity
yes.
and character.
That's right.
Strength of character so that we can continue on.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
And you know, when we talk about this perseverance and that we see people falling away, and we do, we see it like in our friendship circles. We may see it in our churches. We see it with people that are well known.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it a dangerous deconstruction of your faith. They call it a deconstruction, mm-hmm. but it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually starts, when you listen to people's story, it usually starts with some disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I prayed for this to happen and it didn't happen. God didn't work this out the way that I thought, so therefore I'm disappointed. So now I just kind of, I question the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that ability to persevere and to trust the one who is unseen. None of us know everything. We do not know why some prayers seem to be answered the way we pray,
mm-hmm.
and other times no. But we trust that he's good,
mm-hmm.
right? I trust the goodness of God,
mm-hmm.
even when it doesn't go the way that I wish or that I think.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Somebody said once that, you know, God doesn't answer my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I pray and I pray and I pray and he doesn't answer my prayers. But perhaps you pray and you pray and God is answering your prayers, but
yes.
you're not accepting what he is saying.
That's right. That's right. And I've done that, yeah. right?
Yes.
And I just...
I have never done that.
You have never?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the rest of us, Joan, like we have done this. So, you know, sometimes... I'll have to say to myself, okay, so I need to be quiet here, right? Because I've been asking and asking and asking. So if that's not happening, what is God teaching me? What
right.
what am I to learn in this situation? If it's not changing, how is it that he wants me to grow in perseverance? What if he'd like to change that prayer? What if I need to be praying a different way? That's where that relationship and understanding that he is sovereign God, he is Lord. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're praying and praying and he's answering. We just don't like the answer.
Right. And perhaps he's waiting for us to come to him.
Yes.
Not just to ask, but to be with him.
Yes.
He created us for relationship.
Right.
You know, I love to look at this, all what we're talking about, as it's about enduring devotion to God.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Let's endure in our devotion to God, mm-hmm. because even that takes intentional time.
Yes.
Anything that we want to get better at or we want to grow and mature in, we have to commit ourselves intentionally mm-hmm. to learn that, right?
Right.
And it's the same way being a follower of Jesus.
That's right.
We have to learn to be a follower of
Jesus.
Yes, we
do.
How do we follow him? By being with him, by reading about him, letting his word really get in us, not just doing it to check off the boxes.
Right.
You know, I had my devotions. Mm-hmm. I went to church. I had my Bible study with my ladies. And, you know, and mm-hmm. then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, marked up Bibles and messed up lives.
Yep. Yep. And that attitude, like of the three men in the furnace in the Old Testament, we know that God could save us. But if not, he's still God. And I think in our lives, in persevering, we have to have that attitude of whatever we're praying about or whatever we're going through. Mm-hmm. I want this miracle. I want this or that. But if he doesn't do it that way, he's still God. Mm-hmm. I will not bow to the enemy. I will not compromise.
Right.
I will persevere with that enduring faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't that what it is?
Yes. Wasn't it Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote a song about God is God and I am not.
Mm.
And he wrote that out of a horrible tragedy that happened in their lives.
Yeah.
And I think about that so often. God is God and I am not. I don't get this.
Right.
I don't understand why I have to go through this mm-hmm. or why these things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
That's it. And that's the whole thing. And but God allows us to persevere. So we're out of time again, but thank you so much for coming and talking with me today about perseverance.
Thank you. I loved it. Not an easy subject, but important.
Very important. Thank you.
Thanks for watching Bridges.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. If you hadn't done blah, 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 this wouldn't have happened. And let me say this to you. If you think that you are in a mess of your own making, you are still an overcomer. When that temptation comes, you want to make sure that you are dressed for battle. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.